This is VONA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States condemned Friday China's abuse of ethnic and religious minorities, including what it called, quote, crimes against humanity and genocide in Xinjiang against Muslim Uyghurs and severe restrictions in Tibet. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Alaska next week, and is due to raise the treatment of Uyghurs, U.S. officials have said. China rejects U.S. charges that it has committed genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslims in the remote western region, where activists say more than 1 million are held in internment camps. A United Nations investigator is accusing Myanmar's military junta of likely crimes against humanity and is urging international coordinated action to isolate and get rid of the regime. The report is under review by the UN Human Rights Council. Special Rapporteur Thomas Andrews says since Myanmar's military seized power from the elected government February 1st, security forces have murdered at least 70 people and arbitrarily arrested more than 2,000. He says there is video evidence of security forces viciously beating protesters, destroying property, looting shops, and firing indiscriminately into people's homes. Further, Andrews says the junta has been systematically destroying legal protections and crushing freedom of expression and assembly. British police said Friday that human remains found in a wood outside London was the body of Sarah Everard, whose disappearance last week has sparked anger and fears among women about their safety. Everard disappeared while walking home from a friend's house in South London last Wednesday, and police have arrested a serving officer on suspicion of her kidnap and murder. Armenian President Armand Sarkisian was hospitalized with heart failure Friday and is undergoing treatment.